he's talking to everybody, trying to drum up some support, trying to convince people that he's actually not as evil as what everybody seems to think he is.
Okay, so if he's not evil and he's really kind and generous, why aren't we being allowed to come to the meeting?
I don't know. It's a Rotary Club meeting, and I don't know whether it's a policy of theirs to generally not let the public in because it's sort of a old boys conservative gathering, and it's their weekly luncheon that he's just showing up to, I guess as a guest speaker or something. It's been really difficult to get information because, well, they don't want us to know anything, because then we might want to talk to him. So we want to talk to him anyway, and that's what's going on.
All right, so describe to me a little bit. So we're not coming to lunch, I guess.
No, I don't think
so. So what's going on then?
Basically, the plan right now is we're trying to organize some students just to show up and let Mike know that we're not very happy with some of his policies. The stuff that he's done, I mean, I've been trying to brainstorm recently about some of the things that he's done in the 4 years that he's been in office, and it's really such a long list, I can't even go into it. Like, it's just frightening. I mean, he's cut healthcare tremendously. He's cut enormous amounts from university and colleges, their funding, and I just completely lost my train of thought.
No problem. Do you want to give us a couple highlights?
Stats, maybe?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Right now, the PC government is spending on average about $44 million a year on TV and radio propaganda campaigns. I was watching the CBC News last night, and the Liberal Party in Ontario has filed a false advertising suit against the PC's latest campaign, talking about how much money they're putting into healthcare, when it's just a bunch of lies. They're trying to convince us that, like, our healthcare is getting better. And, you know, I can't remember what the stats were, but, like, as far as what they were trying to say. But it's not good. They've cut healthcare workers in half in the 4 years that Mike Harris has been in office, from 220,000 to 108,000, which is just really scary. I mean, knock on wood if any of us get sick. I know some stats, specifically in Guelph. There are only 10 pediatric beds in all of Guelph, which means, I guess, like, kids under 12. This weekend, they were full. And if they had had an 11th child in the area get sick, they would have either had to turn them away or send them to another region. I also know that as early as the last couple of weeks, they've been airlifting neonatal patients to Windsor because the stuff that we used to have here has now been cut, and so the only place around, or the closest place to send these patients, is Windsor. So, things like that. Let's see, what other stats do I have? He's cut, where is it, $400 million from post-secondary education, while at the same time he's put $44 million. They've been able to find this $44 million to put into their own advertising campaigns, but apparently they can't afford any money for education for the rest of us. So,
All right. Yes. So for anybody who has just been kind of annoyed by those beautiful blue signs that go by all the highway construction sites with Mike Harris's name on it, or for waiting for a hospital bed or anything else, we're heading down to. Do you want to give us some dates and
sure.
times?
Sure. We're having a protest this Friday. He's supposed to speak at about 11:30. We figure he'll show up early, so we want to get there 10:30, 11. And where there is the Italian Canadian Club, which is 135 Fergus, which is just off Elizabeth Street. For people who don't know where that is and they're on campus, that's okay because we are having shuttles. We're having shuttles leaving every 20 minutes starting at 10 o'clock Friday morning. We're just going to pile some folks in a van and take them down. And between probably about 9:30 and whenever somebody wants to leave Friday morning, we're going to be making posters and signs, some placards and things like that if somebody wants to put a nice message to Harris and carry that around during the protest and, you know, just sort of let people know exactly what we think of them. Also, we won't be the only, students aren't going to be the only people there protesting. There's going to be hospital workers, there's going to be teachers, there's going to be all sorts of union people, and hopefully just a lot of the general public who thinks that Mike is a butthead. Can I say that on air?
Can we put that on a poster?
Of course.
Of course you can say it on air. This is CFRU. All right, so this Friday, just to sum up for anybody who missed it, this Friday you can catch a shuttle from the UC.
The UC.
And head on down to the protest. What are your goals for the protest?
The goals, I think, for the most part, are just trying to get a lot of people out, make a lot of people aware that, I mean, elections are coming up, and he's trying to raise his own, like, he's trying to rally his own supporters. And basically, wherever he goes, we just want to make sure that there's sort of anti-supporters there, trying to let him know that we're not going to vote for him. Hopefully, I know that we'll have people from, like, the Ontarian and the Peak there. I believe that we've looked into contacting some of the local media, maybe the Mercury, things like that going on around town. I just basically want to get the word out that he's here and that we're not happy, and get just a lot of attention and a lot of press about that. Especially the fact that it's a closed forum. We're not really, really pleased about that at all. Because if he really had, like, if he wasn't ashamed of what he had to say, then he wouldn't have a problem saying it to everyone.
Well, as I understand it, Mike Harris in the past hasn't really shown himself that interested in protesters or messages from the general public.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not so much him that we're trying to reach as to reach everybody else and get them to consider the damage that he's done.
I think most people who don't like Mike pretty much have conceded the fact that, you know, he's a jerk, and that no matter how much we yell at him, it's not going to make a difference. He's not going to wake up one day and say, oh my God, you know, I should give money to all these poor people and not let them die in the streets. And so we figure as long as we can get him out of office, then maybe we won't get somebody quite as bad in next time.
All right, a very strong, positive statement from Kyle. Okay, so this Friday, just to sum up,
Friday, 11 o'clock in front of the UC, or 10 o'clock in front of the UC.
All right, be there. Back to the studio.
Hi, and you're still listening to OPIRG Radio on CFRU 93.3 FM. I'm here with Emily, who's visiting from, another Emily, not our Emily, who's visiting from International House, who wants to tell us about a special event happening there next Monday.
Go ahead.
I'm just here to talk about World on a Plate, which is an annual event held at Watson Hall on campus. It's kind of an international cultural food festival, and anyone who attends gets to sample dishes, 51 dishes from 17 countries, and there's live entertainment and displays on various issues. And we're also showing the movie Baraka this year. Tickets are $8, and if you're interested, you can call extension 78342 and talk to April. It's a great time, and it's a great community, fun, great event.
Okay, and so it's from 6 till 9, right? And there's two sittings?
Yeah, from 6 to 7:30 or 8 to 9:30.
Okay, and so that number again is 824-4120, extension 78342. Right? Isn't that it?
That's right.
Great. Hope to see you all there next Monday at International House's World on a Plate, right here at University of Guelph. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll be right back with more Radio OPIRG.
Escuta a minha história morena, nos meus sonhos só te beijo a ti. Tu passaste a ser obsessão pra mim, é maravilhoso.